welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Dan. Me Too movement. Look it up.
And welcome to the show.
Oh, God. We went there like right away.
I mean, he's in Hollywood. You think he'd be a little more aware.
Well, it's been, I mean, I forget who it was that was saying, Kaylee, I'm the same way. I don't like people touching me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a big hugger. I'm not rude. I'm like a little like Jerry Seinfeld, you know, that I'm not a germaphobe though, but mm-hmm. I don't think anyone should be touching me unless I want you to. And he's just, I go, God, how do you do that? Especially in today's world, how do you do that? But okay. Anyway,
no,
I agreed with them. Stop touching me.
Yeah, no,
it was funny because while he was like, they showed him touching her, I was actually like cringy and like uncomfortable. And then they talked about like how she was uncomfortable, and I was like, yes, yes, all the yeses.
Well, then she was saying she's a germaphobe, and he's like, is your head sweaty? Yeah, it is a little bit.
Well, it's funny because Jay's first comment when they showed that scene, he was like, oh no, she's a germaphobe. And I was like, oh no, he's touching her really weird.
Well, before he even went over there, because he was sweating on, what's her name? Janet. He was sweating on Janet as he was massaging her back. I'm sure it's well intentioned, but to Jack's point, but I also felt bad for and who's the woman that's a germaphobe? She had
Kaylee.
She almost had to like really approach it from this very like still not trying to upset him or rock the boat, but
right.
I just feel like it's well within her right to say, dude.
Right, because you don't
respect my space.
Right, and here's the problem, right? And this is something that, you know, the Me Too movement has tried to, you know, make mainstream, that like have women and anybody that's been in this situation feel is exactly like this, right? Like somebody is touching you. They may or may not mean it, but you're uncomfortable and you don't want to say something because then that person could turn around and get you voted out, right? And it's just, you know, one of those, things.
She shouldn't have been put in that position.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where she, like you said, it's like real life. She has to go, you know, it's like your boss doing something. Well, do I get fired? Or it's just like the whole, it was an awkward, uncomfortable
exactly.
situation. I mean, you look at like a guy like Terry Crews, who was, I mean, you know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he went through the
mammoth.
Same thing.
And he went through the same thing. It's like, I mean, I don't know why he just didn't punch the guy in the face, but that's.
But it's still, it's
anyway.
Like, to her point, like, she shouldn't have to tiptoe around it either, but she had, I mean,
no.
She felt like she had to because she didn't want to get voted out or whatever, so.
No.
And you see how this happens, and hopefully this is a learning experience for him as he's watching this, especially in this episode. Hopefully it's it's kind of helps him see the light a little bit. But anyhow.
Who do you think he is, Joe Biden? Come on, man.
No. We have the Island of the Idols season 39, and it took us 45 minutes to get to the Idols.
Oh my God, it took us an hour to get to the Idols.
It was a
while. Could have been a 30-minute episode.
God, the commercials were egregious.
The commercials, I mean, come on.
We said the same
thing. Watching it live.
We had some friends over. Dennis and Mary Ellen and Elena and Katie. And I didn't know at first, like, I'm very social, so it's hard for me to sometimes, like, you know, sit still and take notes. But once we settled down, I was like, nope, it wasn't me. There just wasn't a whole lot here.
Well, and so that's where it's like, and I think this is, you know, one of Jack's, you know, classic lines where it's a 90-minute episode, but they added 45 minutes of commercials.
Right.
And they, I don't know if this happened for you, Jack, where they would show a scene of Survivor and then like, oh, okay, I got to unmute or whatever. But no, now more commercials to trick you.
Yes. Yes.
So,
I be honest with you, I started going on the computer and was watching, I was going on Twitter and Facebook and stuff because I go, I was actually losing my interest in the show, even though I thought it was a pretty good premiere episode.
Yeah, like there was interesting stuff happening. I think all the castaways are interesting. I don't think there's a dud in the group really that I've seen except for Ronnie. And sorry, Ronnie. Like, can we just say poker players? Like, have we had a good poker player yet on the show? Because
no, I think we talked about it on the pre. I will say this. I apologize for saying that Sandra and Boston were the wrong choice. They were actually the way this is set up. They're the best choice because they're brutally honest.
Yes.
Yeah, and they are, and it's
so
great.
And so I was like going, you know, because you're not you. They have a special way of playing the game. You're not going to learn to play their type of game.
Mm-hmm.
But they've won. Like I said, Sandra's won twice. I don't know how she's won twice, but she's got.
Because she's the queen.
But they are the perfect choice for this because they are just brutal. We'll get to the point where they're during tribal, but I thought that was funny too.
But I mean, to me,
oh my
like
god, their
moment,
tribal was awesome.
That moment in tribal with Sandra was like what sold me on Island of the Idols for me because I was just it was such a great moment.
I would pay to watch their commentary every year.
And is it Tom the hockey player?
Tommy something.
Tom.
Why do they keep showing him at the tribal like the whole damn time? And we were all saying it. They kept cutting to him, and he wasn't really doing anything particularly with his face. So I just didn't understand.
He was ready to drop his gloves.
It was so weird. There was just some weird editing in this episode. I mean, obviously they had to bury the lead to kind of have this Ronnie twist because, you know, they were kind of setting up either Vince
right.
or...
Right. And, you know, the thing is with Ronnie is So we had Vince and we had Elaine, right? And both of them were presented as so likable. And you don't want the guy that, like, you know, fought the Viet Cong or whatever he did to, like, get free. And what was it? So I'm not, like, totally insensitive here.
No, I think his family.
Okay.
Were refugees.
They were okay.
After the
right.
Vietnam War.
Yeah. So he's the first. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I don't think he fought the Viet Cong.
He didn't. But like, you know.
I don't think he's old enough. But he.
No, probably not. But anyway. Yeah. So he was like the first of the Hmong people, right, to be on Survivor, and they made a big point of that. And then we had Elaine, who they made a big point of showing how people thought that she was friendly and like showing her perspective of it. That I was like, man, it'd be a really big shame to lose the two of them because they are two of the few players after the first episode that I'm actually emotionally invested in. So
yeah,
they can't go home. They can't go home.
Because I love Elaine.
Yeah, Elaine's great.
Isn't Elaine one of my final three?
I'll check for you.
Oh, she is. I'm looking right now. She is. She is.
Well,
and you know what?
Be
there was a side wager.
She was on the chopping block here.
A side wager that she was going to be the first to go.
It was. And I think that means I win the tally. But we'll talk about that when we tally the votes at the end of the episode.
I thought I was gonna win it, but I did. I was rooting against myself.
honestly, at first I thought that she or Janet were gonna be like their Lil, and we
but
still.
But Janet kicked ass too. Like Janet was great.
Yeah, I would love to see like
not only
women of that demographic on Survivor who are typically voted off pre-merge or brought to the end as a goat. I would love to see like. That be final two or final three.
Well, I mean,
and like actual competitors, because that'd be awesome. Like that'd be awesome.
I mean, as a older woman yourself, Colleen, I feel like it would be good for people like you to have
yeah.
a representation on the show.
As someone who's 35, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Janet was awesome. She, you know, kicked ass. She made fire like in five, and then she took a hit to the face. To which I gave kind of the Rob Riggle from The Hangover in the face, but then
yeah,
she like got up from that and then pulled the rope to them. So like I really like and what Colleen, what's the it's the purple blue team blue purple, what's that team's name? I really like that team.
What
the blue purple team?
Is that Vokai or Lyro? Lyro.
Oh, that's what I was asking you. You were taking notes.
Yeah,
who won?
I did not.
The one who won the challenge. That's the blue-purple team.
Hold, please. Hold on.
Colleen's bringing her A game this season.
A
guys.
Game. So it would be the V team.
And which one's that? Wow, this is podcasting excellence. Well, while Colleen figures out what she actually took notes
Vokai,
on,
Vokai.
Why don't we take a moment to
Vokai.
One, thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons. You become a patron today by going to patreon.com/JayandJack or go to Jay and Jack and click on the Patreon link today. And before we really jump into this episode, why don't we just take a moment for a quick commercial break right now?
Yeah, let's just do this.
Give
now.
Colleen a moment to get herself together.
I found it. I found it.
Here we go. All right. That was a great commercial break. We gave Colleen about 30 minutes during that commercial break to collect herself as we get ready.
I thought it was an hour.
Our recap. It's going to be a little bit looser form as we did kind of last season. And then do we have any listener feedback yet, Colleen?
That's a great question.
More might come in as we go through
our
recap.
We had 30 minutes, and during that 30 minutes, you did not tell me to go check the feedback.
That's okay. That's all right. But we do record right after the episode, so they kind of come in as we record. So there might be some by the time we finish the recap. And then we will close out this episode by tallying the votes. There was a side wager that came into effect on episode one of this season 39 of Survivor Island of the Idols. Idols of the Island. Anyways, Colleen, take it away.
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to log into the email here.
I told you we don't have to do that till we get to that point.
Yeah, but when we get to that point, you're going to be like...
You can't multitask.
I can't multitask.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I can't log in either, so I'm going to have to multitask. All right. Taking it away. So, I don't know. We start off Rob and the Queen, Queen Sandra. I vote you out and that's it. That is the title of this episode. And you know what? It's a pretty great title considering usually like the first titles are like, I'm in it for the $1 million or I'm going to win $1 million or I'm here to play Survivor. So, you know, I vote you out and that's it. Different tone. The Queen and Rob are going to be the mentors. That's the thing that's happening. I don't know why Jay is sitting there like that.
Colleen is like that kid in sixth grade that didn't read the book and is trying to do
it. I read
report.
The book? What are you talking about?
In front of her
watch
class.
Watch the movie instead.
Yeah, like it's not even, it didn't even watch the movie. It's just like read that little blurb on the inside of the book cover.
Listen, all right, I've got the best notes, better than anybody else's notes, okay? People tell me that all the time. They are the best notes. Nobody else has done any notes that are anywhere near as good as mine.
All right.
We go to Lyro, day one. Everybody wonders, like, what is Island of the Idols going to mean? Oh, my goodness. We're going to have idols.
Can we talk about that? Like, how...
It's very misleading.
Well, did we like that? Did we like how we waited 3 days to see Jeff and let them stew in it a little bit? Me, personally, it didn't really seem to add to anything or really didn't twist in any way.
I didn't like that they waited so long. Like it was weird to me. I didn't like that. Like we didn't have the official welcome to Survivor moment. And
well, it did get in their heads though.
It did get in their heads,
but not enough. Did it get in their heads enough to change the game in any way?
Right. No, I don't think that it did.
They could have done the same thing they always do, where they scramble and I think we all like this. I like the scramble part, you know, what they grab and stuff. So,
But maybe just Jeff really wanted to like have the I'm going to be sitting on the side of a helicopter shot, and that one have worked for his moment.
I guess, like at first,
the jet ski when... across the ocean.
Yeah.
When Dennis, because we were watching it with friends, like we said, when he pointed out that they had started fire before they had even met Jeff, I actually was like, oh, maybe they had a scene with Jeff, but it was like terrible production-wise or nobody gave Jeff anything. So maybe, you know, they just didn't think it was TV worthy. You know, they have 90 minutes to film. Maybe that wasn't worthy of it. But no, they mentioned at Tribal, or I'm sorry, at the challenge that they hadn't seen him yet. And I don't know if I like that so much. Like, he's the host. He should be hosting, welcoming them there, like telling them, like, maybe, go they, play. Like, he doesn't have to explain what Island of the Idols is about, because he didn't explain it last season when they were all like, what is Edge of Extinction, right? And nobody found out until the merge.
Were they trying to make it more focused on Robin, Boston Rob and Sandra?
Well, then why would there be an hour before we actually saw?
There's like 45 minutes commercials before that, though.
That's true.
We had to see the previews of all the new shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Even though Walton Goggins show looks good.
It does look really good.
And it has.
I saw the pilot. It's pretty. It's okay.
Okay.
It has a chance. But I liked how they were talking about. But they a big comment on Twitter was they had a preview for that show Unicorn, and they're talking about he's talking about Survivor, and the other ones that had never seen Survivor. So I was like, was that the anyway? A lot of people like that doesn't make sense to have to be bashing a show, but anyway, it is what it is.
Fair enough. All right, so just talk around camp that day. Elena thinks that Chelsea sounds like me. I don't hear it. Missy talks about having cancer and taking the medication to get rid of it. We go over to the next tribe, which is Vokai.
Vokai sounds better than Vokai.
Sure, why not? They also wonder what Island of the Idols mean. Lauren is excited to meet everyone. Janet's worried about being the old person. She wants to survive by standing out, and then she makes fire like super quickly. So that was cool.
That's always a plus if you can make fire.
Well, until it's not a plus, but yeah, she has a particular set of skills and she knows how to use them.
Well, I love the play there on Taken, Liam yep. Neeson's line.
Yep.
Well, she has 135 lifeguards working under her or something like that.
Yeah, I really liked her.
That must be a big pool. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of lifeguards.
A lot of people aren't going to hopefully die under her watch, so yay!
Hopefully she's not lifeguard like Boone.
Yeah, hopefully. Significantly less that. But we go over back to Lyro. I'm sorry. I'm always so terrible
just
at this.
Just own it. Just pick one and stick with it.
Anyway.
Lyro.
The L tribe.
Vince is the first Hmong person to be cast on Survivor. He's always been the type of person who likes to do the work. Vince, Tom, and Elaine, they work hard. They want to form an alliance. But the other seven kind of seem like little bees, and they're anti them.
Right.
And then we have Aaron and his tribal tattoo.
Well, can we talk about it? I mean, I get it, singling them out. So, is that also on them for, like, going off to the side? I mean, that it risks you being in that situation, right?
But I don't feel like they went...
It's a mistake all the time. You have to mingle with everybody.
Yep.
I don't feel like they necessarily went off to the side to go off to the side. I feel like it was one of those things where they... go get water or something, and
I don't think they did it intentionally. I just think,
because you have like Shireen and Max and like people like that like you know are three people that are going to change the game apparently that go off to the side. Like I don't think that was that kind of situation.
But I think someone brought it up to try and. Well, no, that was the Jason one. But I think maybe someone just brought it up to take the pressure, take the target off them.
Absolutely, I think, and it was
which is good,
Ronnie
which is
or
great
Aaron that kind of led that,
too.
But
right,
obviously it didn't work out in Ronnie's favor just because it kind of backfired.
What is Ronnie thinking? Final three, 2 days into the damn game.
Well, I mean, you can think it, but you're right. I don't think
you
should think
it. You're overthinking the game, and because Elaine made a good point, he goes, "I may not even make it to final three. Why are you deciding already?"
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I guess it works. didn't because he was out quicker than whatever, and it was in again Elaine like after that conversation was like, I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him.
No, she knew right away.
So yeah, there you go.
I hope he's better at poker.
So anything else before we get into the challenge, Colleen, that we want to call out?
Well, Jason's looking for an idol.
Jason was looking for an idol.
Why?
he didn't find anything that we saw. Some dude on the tribe that I didn't catch his name is the youngest member at 23, which I found actually to be notable because the youngest person playing this season was 23, which is kind of not that young for Survivor, right?
It's one of the numbers, too.
It is. If you watch Lost, you'll get that. The oldest member was actually 42,
Jack. I think we say this every time, every start of the show. Why does one person always go off looking for the idol right away?
Because sometimes you can't help it. You just want that idol so
bad. Yeah, you got that idol itch.
Well, it's
idol itch,
idol
itch.
So there must be a lot of them.
Right? I could see that.
I get it, but I'm like going, dude, come on.
No, I totally agree, but you know, it just sometimes. But okay, say you're there and it's called Island of the Idols and you think maybe there's a crap ton of idols. Don't you have to go look for one?
I would look around camp. As I'm gathering things, I wouldn't go off by myself. I would never go out by myself unless I say, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Yeah. You know, and I'd go out in the ocean or something like that. But you never want to set yourself apart from the group.
Yep. No, I agree. Don't ever give anyone a reason to boot
you out. Yeah.
Right. But you know something? Nora stood up for Jason. So I think that's probably why that was like a non-starter there.
Well, luckily he reminded her of a boyfriend. So
yeah.
Yeah. That
oh my God. That was so funny.
Not boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend. Yeah. So Jason caught a break there.
Yeah, she definitely went out of her way to mention that because she wanted to get back together with him at some point.
Oh, is that what you think, Colleen?
Yeah, I totally think
National
that.
National TV.
Right. You don't re-mention someone if you don't have, like, fond feelings for them, especially on national TV. I'm just saying. Like,
hashtag.
You just don't. We go back over to the L tribe. Elaine is using
just
her
Laro. Laro sounds fine.
Laro. Elaine so is using Laro. Her humor. Missy wants to form a girls' alliance because she's tired of girls going home first. And I was like, yeah, girl power. We go back to Vokai. Dan is making Kelly feel uncomfortable. The girls agree.
We opened with that.
Yeah, also Dan. Uncomfortable. Janet says as a woman, she needs to tell him what she thinks. And I was like, yeah, Janet, you should win this game. You're my winner's pick now. And then Kelly tries to tell Dan not to touch her. And I mean, she does. And
she
it's
does.
Just
I feel bad that she had to go about it that way instead of saying, like, dude.
Yeah. Welcome to being a woman.
I know. I mean, I've had to say it recently at my current job where somebody was kind of invading one of my team members' space. And I was just like, do we have to have a conversation about personal space? He's like, no. And then he stopped. But it's a shame that has to.
I don't understand it, but that's just me. I've never understood it, but that's just me.
All right. anything else for let's
Jack
we should
is
probably...
like, why don't other people? Why do people crave personal touch, unlike me?
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, isn't
just
the,
leave
I
me
never,
alone.
I've never understood it.
I'm just kidding.
All
leave
right.
Me alone!
We go over to the challenge.
Challenge.
First time they're seeing Jeff. Elena's like, I was worried that you know we weren't gonna see you.
Or that no, that
we
you
thought
were,
you,
that
quit.
You quit.
I thought you quit. Which you know something, I might have thought that too. Like they might have actually been like, oh my God, is like Jimmy Kimmel gonna come out or something? Like, who
you know,
is
I
our new host?
I could see Jimmy Kimmel doing it. I don't know. I could see that.
He's a better talk show host.
I could see Jimmy Kimmel or Jane. What's her name?
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch, yeah. I can
oh,
see,
I can
Jane,
see
Lynch
Jane Lynch
being a great Survivor
host. She would be good at it.
Yeah.
Plus, she's got a good acid tongue, so that would be, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see her easily being like, you know, Cochran sucking at the challenges.
And he's not even in the game.
Yeah. Exactly.
She'd still say it.
Exactly.
So this challenge, you know, your
it was
standard,
a blowout.
Well, it wasn't that exciting, but I did think, and that the 23-year-old kind of had that heroic move where like, he came back and he put his hand out and then he carried people up. I thought that was a neat moment. Again, and also Janet face planting and then like getting the landing the anchor toss thing that she did. But blowouts and quickly kind of led to nothing except for that somebody had to get sent to Island of the Idols. And then we finally get to the Rob and Sandra bit. And so it you could tell they weren't
Come on, it was kind of awesome.
It was awesome to see the reaction. And it was kind of, the oath thing was kind of hokey or a little cute, I guess. But
you could tell that that woman was Elizabeth was, so Elizabeth the Olympian was completely like, who the F are these people at first?
Oh, the statue things or the yeah,
she was like, huh.
Easter Island statues. Yeah.
I got to be honest. At first, I'm like going, wait, this is just going to be 15 minutes of them showing how to make fire? She should have learned how to make fire before she went on the damn show.
I
like the twist, so it was pretty good.
We talked about that in our little group, and Elena's daughter Katie was like, why don't people learn how to do that first? And we were like, because they're stupid.
I've never said that. You're going somewhere, and it's a huge plus to be able to make fire, at least in the beginning. And so
the challenge thing was neat. Like, I liked it, but to Rob's point, it's like, okay, did you not see his season where he blew everyone out of the water on every challenge, with especially with puzzles and stuff like that?
But
you're not going to beat him.
If she felt safe in the game, did she have anything to lose?
I guess
that's
not.
That's true. And I actually thought about this, and maybe we can debate this now. So, you know, just to summarize real quick for anybody that didn't watch this that's listening to us, she wanted to know, like, what Rob wanted to know what we can teach you. She wanted to do fire. He offered her fire, whatever. She learned the fire. She actually was like, I got it, thanks to Sandra, which was awesome.
she was more impressed with Sandra than she was with Bob.
But you know what? I would have been too. Sandra, at one point, Rob was like, if we're going to talk the talk, we got to walk the walk. And then, like, Sandra's teaching her, like, the fire, and she's like, the magnesium is everything. And I was like, yes, that helps you poop. So, like, that's also something to know on Survivor. Or so I've heard. But yeah, so they had this great this whole great thing. And then at the end, it's time for her to go back, and Rob comes out, and his whole thing is like, all right, well, now you're not just going to get off that easy. Now you've got to have a challenge. Like, you want to make, like, duel me in making fire, and you can get, like, what was it, like, immunity and a free vote or something like that?
It was immunity for 2 days.
Okay, that was it.
Two tribals.
Or you can lose your vote and go back. Like, do you feel safe in your alliance? And to Jack's point, like, if you feel safe in your alliance, why not? Like, what do you have to lose?
Yeah, I mean, if you come back, if you feel safe going over there, unless they said, oh, she got over there, maybe she got an idol, and they vote her out, not having your vote's not going to mean anything anyway.
Exactly.
It's early in the game. I mean, I can kind of see where you have to have, if it's going to be a close vote,
but it's the first vote.
Chance to get an idol, but again, going against Robin, a fire challenge is kind of stupid, though.
It is stupid, but, you know, it would have been really BA if she had actually done it.
Well, you mentioned, too, kind of offhand, like, maybe she would even waited out a little bit longer, she could have gotten something. She could have gotten more.
Yay.
So I wonder what he would have offered. Like,
these
what?
People, they don't, you know, they just go right away, these new players.
Right. He said he was going to up the ante.
What do you think he would have upped it to? Like, you know, 4 weeks of immunity or something?
Immunity until the final five.
What it was because Rob's little stuff, his fire starting kit, was soaked in lighter fluid. So he would have had to do it another way. Because you know, Rob, they give him an advantage. Right? No?
You mean Redemption Island?
No, I'm just saying, I was making a joke.
I was too. Or was I? Oh. They did create a second chance island for him.
Maybe it was something where she just got it.
Or maybe she did secretly learn it beforehand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did anybody notice that Sandra was wearing her Pearl Islands buff?
I noticed that, you son of a gun.
Well, you didn't bring it up yet, so
wow.
I get credit for it.
I noticed it too. No, I didn't notice it at all.
It looked kind of like her. It could have possibly been her original one. Like, it looked worn.
I think so. At least one of them.
Yeah. Which, if so, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, I thought it was neat. I'd like to see kind of where it goes from there.
I think where it's going to be exciting is when you have a player that goes over there that's in trouble. Mm-hmm. And they don't really have a choice. They have to try and get the idol. I think that's where – and I like the fact that you I hopefully this is how it is all season. You have to earn the idol. It's not just tossed in the ground in front of you and you pick it up. Oh, I got an idol. I hope that you have to earn the idol this year, this season, and not just hand. So I like that aspect of the game.
Yeah, that is actually really cool. When we get back to the Lyro, how is it?
Lyro, I don't know.
Okay, camp.
Illyrio.
The Illyrio camp. Oh, look, I took this note, but I guess I forgot it. They wanted to put 6 votes on Ronnie. I guess they did.
Wait, before we get the votes, why did Elizabeth lie about what was over?
Okay, that was so stupid, right?
But it was a lame lie as well.
Well, it was a lame lie, but it's like, I said, you know, they're going to find out.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you put a target on your back because people are going to say, well, why would she lie? Mm-hmm. She must right, have got like, an idol. That's what they're going to be thinking.
Exactly. They might not find out in 3 days because going to the next tribe, but they're going to find it in 6 days. So what, you bought yourself a week? Like, what?
Right. I didn't understand. She just said, you know, it's amazing. Sandra and Boston Rob were there, and they taught me how to make fire. I can make fire now.
Honestly, I would even say that. This is what I would say. I got there. I was presented with a challenge. If I won the challenge, I would have gotten immunity from this tribal council. If I didn't, I would have lost my vote. I didn't, so I lost my vote. And that's all I would have said. And
so how do you explain when Boston they meet Boston and Rob and Sandra when the word gets out that they're on there?
Well,
do they all lie eventually?
Yeah, but then it's out there, but you're not. You're just it's.
I didn't tell
it.
Everything.
It's,
yeah.
It's omitting it versus like straight up lying about the scenario.
I think that's a big. If I'm playing the game and someone said that, I go, why would you leave out? I go, oh, she probably got an idol. That's what I would be thinking.
Yes, but if she's sitting there and she's going, I had to smash an urn and I picked the wrong one. Like that's a worse lie than just like a lie of omission. Like I was given a choice. I did the challenge wrong, so I lost my vote. Like, technically, she's telling the truth. She was giving a challenge. She did the wrong thing. And so I would say, if you're going to lie, go Colleen's route,
but I can also see where don't even just own up to it and say.
Yeah, I would have said Boston Rob, and I would have said they're over there because it's such a huge thing for those two to be there.
Yeah.
And all they're doing is they're just teaching you how to play the game, and that's all she had to say. Because now if I'm on her team and she came, I'm like, wait a minute, they're over there?
Unless the producers were like, don't tell anybody because we really need a couple more weeks of surprise.
I would have said it anyway. Screw it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That might have been like ruined your chance to come back for a second season then.
Well, I only get one chance.
Do not miss it or blow.
I'm here to win it. But I would have basically just told the truth. I wouldn't have said I was playing for an idol. I would have said they just taught me how to make fire.
Yeah, I think again for the first run of it, I thought it was cool, and then we'll see how it goes from there. I think it has potential.
I think this could come back to bite her though.
It could, and we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it goes.
Because this is a stupid lie in general.
All right, so let's go to tribal. I think there wasn't too much preamble here except for. Kind of the again bearing lead that thing Elaine or Vince is going home, but Elaine
said she had no problem voting for Vince.
So something that we did not expect, or at least I know in our viewing party, did not expect to see Boston Rob and Sandra kind of climb up in the.
That was awesome. That was so great.
What's Tony's spy shack?
They had a spy shack. That was great.
Which I'm surprised there wasn't a call out for Tony, or let's just bring in Tony saying, "Here's my spy shack."
Next season.
So yes, Rob and Sandra were in the spy shack, and Sandra, not even playing the game, had the best line of the night as well as the title of the episode. But Elaine has this really heartfelt story, telling her story, and then Ronnie talks about how he hasn't been able to hold a job for longer than 3 months. Rob, you know, asks, like, do you ever feel
is this
bad
hard for you?
Out?
Yeah.
She's like,
and she goes, F no. I voted you out, and that's that.
That's why I said, okay, I like them on the show.
Yeah.
not as players, because they're just, like I said, they have no filter.
Yep. Yeah, they're great.
They're wonderful.
They're
TV.
Good TV. I think, Colleen, you said that they're good TV, and they own that there. So thoughts here on did this vote switch on Ronnie at the tribal based on the edit that we saw, or did this kind of not really show how? Because it was basically everyone against Ronnie and Aaron, the other guy.
Yeah, it was too many for it to be happen because they didn't have the where they get all up and start talking to each other. It had to happen before, we just didn't see it.
I would just like to know who did the flipping or who got them all to turn those two.
It was Ronnie.
The girls stuck together. The girls stuck together.
Exactly.
But they also had Hockey Man, and they had Vince.
Well, Ronnie was a target.
It was just two people, just Ronnie and that other guy. Everybody else was with them.
Well, I think the girls pulled Ronnie and Tom. I want to always call him
Tom,
Buzz Aldrin, because he looks like Buzz Aldrin. But I think they got to look. This is the way we're going to vote. I think the ladies got together because I said, you just made an alliance. You're going to crumble it already because you had them going back and forth. But I think that's what happened. I think they got together and pulled those two in.
But again, like, I didn't realize it, but, you know, the girls wanted to get Ronnie out by the time Elizabeth had gotten back. So there was clearly something going on there. But you're,
If you're like Ronnie and you're already thinking, your argument is I can't beat her. You're obviously showing that you're playing too hard too. So you're just setting yourself up to lose. You have to kind of go with the flow, and just find a target that's an easy target, and go from there. But he was we didn't see the whole thing, but the scenes we saw, I'm like going, really, you're thinking final three already, dude. Anyway. I'm glad he went.
Which is always a telltale sign of, oh, you're going home now.
Right.
That's just always a telltale, like, editing sign. But yeah, so Ronnie goes home. He's voted out. Elaine to see another day.
Was it him that tried to say we got to keep the tribe strong? And you know that doesn't hold water anymore.
No.
You still need a strong physical players, but you also need smart players. As we saw on the puzzle where they couldn't figure out the puzzle. So,
right. Exactly.
It's more balanced now than it used to be.
Yeah. But anyways,
all right.
Wasn't a terrible first episode.
No,
I liked it. I dug
the Rob's, like, sometimes the gimmick is hokey. This one was fun. And, I'm excited to see how that one, plays out. And again, I think all the new castaways there's not really a clunker in the bunch so far, or haven't seen any clunkers yet. So I'm excited to see how it plays out.
I'm not sold on Dan yet.
All right. That's true. That is true. All right. Colleen, you had 30 minutes to prepare for our listener feedback segment. do we have any listener feedback?
We do. We have a bunch of emails. Our first email is from Mandy, and she says 30 minutes in, and every female player has had a confessional, which is awesome, actually. I did not even take note of that, so that's great. She also continues, how refreshing is it to see a cast of amazing women that is fit but not a size 2? What a nice example for my girls that Diesel doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's no real models on either side here.
Yeah.
There's not that... Oh, they're just on here to get an acting career or something like that.
Exactly. So body positivity for the win. And I actually took note of that, too. Like, I thought that was awesome.
I go, God, I'd fit in with this group. But
you know, it is why men great till they got to be great.
Thanks for spoiling who went to tribal before the challenge, CBS. Of course, the one person who has no idea who Rob and Sandra are gets sent in. how do I convince Mr. Mandy to let me buy the giant Sandra head for my backyard? I don't know, but when you figure it out, let me know. That's true. Keep Elaine, vote Ronnie out. As if the giant's heads weren't enough, they are in a spy shack at Tribal. We didn't even see this email before we start talking about that. Thank goodness we still have Elaine. This is going to be such a fun season, and I'm so happy to have y'all back every Thursday morning, Mandy.
Thank you, Mandy.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, and I think this is going to be a really fun season.
I agree.
Yeah. And I can't wait for a Janet, Elaine, Vince final three. I'm just saying.
I said, God, you can't vote off the most entertaining person already.
I know. Yeah.
Right. Like, why make her that entertaining if she's just going to go home?
Yep. So. Agreed.
Yeah.
Woot. All right. Our next email and our last email is from Victoria.
Victoria.
And she says, boo. So first and foremost, welcome back, guys and gal. It seems like Survivor took forever to come on. I miss listening to you guys and your Survivor take. Now, on to the episode. This Idol Island was just plain stupid. I mean, really stupid. Like, it should have been edited out because it was pretty dumb. One of my pet peeves is people who come on this show and have no clue how to make fire fast.
I just
don't understand. It's almost as bad as Vince's weird outie belly button. Hey! As someone who's formerly a half outie, I take offense to that. I'm hoping that the island. Porsche. What?
I'm a Porsche, not an outie.
Oh. I'm hoping the island makes more sense next episode. Another big boo goes to CBS and their stupid ad previews. I said to myself, this is literally just a commercial. And it showed who went to Tribal 10 minutes into the episode. I was so mad. Oh, that's why. We noticed that too, right, JJ?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. That was very spoilery. So maybe, yeah, that was not great. But a big hooray to Elaine, who won me over today. She cracks me up, and I felt bad that Ronnie was targeting her. I almost changed the channel when he started monologuing about his 8,000 jobs.
Yeah.
You know, Ronnie, just a word of advice. There's a way to talk about your 8,000 jobs, and you didn't do it correctly. See,
He was setting himself up for a story.
Well, you know,
he was trying to set himself up for a reason for people to vote for him $1 million.
What he didn't realize is nobody wants to hear that story.
Yeah, he needed like the Debbie storytelling method.
No, you don't want Debbie. She's not going to win either.
No, but she's way more entertaining.
Oh, man.
Victoria continues, anywho, I digress. I'm happy Survivor is back, but I'm just not a fan of this format. And side note, I didn't like the opening. Just starting on the island, it seemed underwhelming.
I would agree with that.
Agreed. Agreed.
I think we all agreed with that.
Yeah. And that was it.
All right. That will do it for listener feedback. And that means it's time for the tally game. And we will start off by looking at our preseason picks. And we did have a side bet between Jack and I on our preseason show, which was last week. And Jack said that Elaine will be the first one off.
And it was looking good.
It looked like it. We wagered one tally point, but no, she was not. And so
at one point, I'm watching, I should have wagered three. Should have kept it at three.
That was your original play. Yeah. But yeah, let's see where Ronnie is.
He's in the beginning.
Is it beginning? Yep, Ronnie, we all said pre-merge except for Colleen.
Sorry, bummer.
Colleen.
Poker players, I think we talked about in the show, they're never good at this.
Yep.
Yeah. Poker face, poker face.
That means
he was no Garrett. That's all I'm talking about.
I have two tally points to start the season, starting off strong after being horribly in last place last season. So episode two, who do we think is going home? And I will have Colleen go first.
Oh boy. All right. I'm scrolling down. I don't know. I'm going to go with Tom?
Who? Use your words.
Tom?
Is that a pick?
I think so.
Okay. That's hockey player.
He must have played with Gretzky if he played for the Rangers and Kings.
Gretzky was Rangers later. Maybe. Who knows? All right.
I'm going to go with Dean.
Whoa. Okay.
I don't know who Dean is, but
Dean's the
I had to look it up.
That's the one Dean? That was in the challenge that Messi had to be called back, and he was one of the three people that was trying to stack up the little huts.
Sure, let's go with Dean.
I'm gonna go with I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go.
Poker face. Poker face. Poker face.
I'm going to say Dan. I'm going to say Hansy Dan. Hansy Dan is.
Oh, is that who I picked originally?
No, you said Tom.
You said Tom.
Oh, God. All those old white men are all the same to me.
Three letters in their name. It's true.
Jack, you're
up. I don't know who Dean is.
Well, I was going to. I want to pick Dan, but we don't know who on that tribe is going to Island of the Idols, right? They didn't tell us.
We don't.
So,
well, she had to pick someone.
But we don't know.
But we don't know who. Because Rob goes, you don't get to choose. You don't get to look. Get out of here. I'm going to go. I was going to say Jason, but I think Jason got saved by, was it Nora?
Yes.
Yeah, he should be having Google Eyes with him. I'm going to go with Dan. I think Dan's he's the guy that, if they lose.
He might be saved by the tribe not losing, because I think the tribe's pretty tight, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but I look at the other side. Yeah, Colleen could have been right with Tom at first, but I think Tom's in with a good alliance there. So, yep, I will go with I'll go with, what's his name? Dan.
Yeah.
Call him Sam.
I'm gonna be real mad if Tom is the one that goes home next week.
Hey,
I don't think Tom's gonna go home because I think he voted.
They showed him for like 20 minutes at Tribal's, kept showing his emotionless face. Why do that if he's just gonna be gone next week? All right, now it's time to pick our winner's pick. So, there's always confusion about this. Colleen thinks I make it up as I go along, but for the 100th time, the points will go like this: your first pick, if that one makes it to the end and is the winner, you will get 15 tally points.
Do you have this in writing somewhere?
Say it every time.
Do you have this in writing somewhere?
Sure, I will write it down on a piece of paper.
Please do.
Put it in an envelope, mail it to you a month from now, and then.
Or you could just post it on Facebook, on the Facebook group, and
sure,
that
not?
Would copyright it all the same.
Poor man's copyright.
Yes.
Exactly.
If, Colleen, your pick, your first pick gets booted at any point during the season, save for the last episode, because you won't be able to have another episode to put in that person, you can win 5 tally points if that person wins.
Are you making this up?
Nope.
All right, I stopped paying attention, so what?
And that's why you always think I'm making it up. If that person gets booted again, if you pick the third time, you'll have a chance to win 1 tally point. There you go. That's how it works. So, Jack, you won last season. It was a landslide victory. You won, I will look it up again, 25-10 was the closest. Colleen had 10 points. So you won by
I should have retired.
15 tally points. And let's see, did Victoria win? She did not.
But she made it to...
No, she made it to 5.
So Jack won... Not even having the winner pick. I had Aubrey, by the way.
Yeah, well, you had Aubrey, but we all picked Victoria at one point.
Yes. But anyway, all right. So, Jack, who do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with the dark horse here. I'm going with Sandra.
You can't. Sandra's not playing.
Somehow she'll figure out how to win this game. I don't know. She's Sandra.
For real.
She'll figure out how to win.
I'm okay with this.
Let's see. Elaine's the obvious choice right here, but I'm not going to pick her. I'm going to go. God, I'm going to go Lauren.
Lauren? Is there a player named Lauren?
Yes, we like Lauren. We all put Lauren in our final three.
Did we? Okay. Can't remember.
We literally all put Lauren in our final
three.
We did
all put her in there. I remember that now. Okay. Colleen, you're up next.
I am going to go with Elaine.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. All right.
She's too likable.
Seriously, I think Elaine, our final three is going to be Elaine, Janet, and Vince. Bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Do you want to make a final three bet?
No. I'm pretty sure that me saying this out loud is the bet.
No, you have to like wager tallies.
No, yeah. I think I just wagered all my tallies by putting that out there.
Do you want to wager all of your tallies?
No, I don't want to wager all my tallies.
Then shut up. All right. Lastly,
shut up,
I'm
shut up
picking,
the bad word.
I'm going to go with Karishma as my winner pick.
What? We all picked her as first out, pretty much.
I know. And I bet there's something Rob and Sandra really liked her, and I'm feeling
like
she's...
Yeah, they did, because she said likable is a liability.
I think maybe she was maybe the one that helped make that turn to save Elaine.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad theory.
So that is my winner pick. We'll see how it plays out as the season goes on. And there you have our tally game, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Also, send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/J and Jack group. If you use Amazon, use the link jayandjack.com/Amazon. A small percentage of whatever you buy. Nothing's different for your experience, but a small percentage of what you buy will go to the Jay and Jack production crew. Become a patron. Want to specially thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, and
Ed the Creepy Madman, and
Drake
the
Destroyer.
He went with totally different names
there. Why do you keep saying Tokyo?
Tack from Tokyo isn't Tack from...
It's Paris.
No, the Tack is in Paris now, but he's... From Tokyo.
Attack from Tokyo.
Tack is from Tokyo.
Yes, that's not wrong.
I've changed it to Paris.
Okay. Anyway, I haven't podcasted in like 6 months, guys. Give me a break. Let's see what else.
This is true. He almost retired with Game of Thrones.
It's like hanging up the podcasting mics. I say that every season now at this point, 15 years in. Let's see what else is going on, Colleen.
Well, I guess it is 15 years, isn't it?
Be 15 years. Not this year. Next year will be 15 years.
October.
Colleen, you have the broadcast going on right now.
I sure do.
So if you love what Colleen brings to podcasting, check it out. Jack, you are on the Ramblecast, which is going
on. We have an exciting versus going on right now.
It is. Like, what is it? Best comedian all time?
Favorite comedian. I forgot to put stand-up comedian, so it got a little ugly in there. Okay. So, but it's stand-up comedian.
Okay. So that is on the Facebook group, the aforementioned Facebook group, facebook.com/group/JandJackGroup. Outside of the network, Jack has his own YouTube channel, Crazy Hank TV, where you are doing a Lost rewatch.
Yes.
One of like 10,000 this year, apparently, because there's like everyone's doing one this year.
You know, I thought it was a great idea, and all of a sudden I go, well, they're doing one. I go, huh.
Like EW's doing one.
Do what?
Like EW or Vox. Like, there's a whole bunch of people.
The Sci-Fi's doing one.
Yep.
Sci-Fi. That's the one we were talking about. Sci-Fi.
I saw one today. I go, they're doing one too.
But check out Jack's on Crazy Hank TV.
I think mine's a little more unique because I'm bringing people, all kinds of different people in from the Lost community. So
there you go. So check that out. All right. That will do it. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.